Well, hello there from Memphis, Tennessee. From a closet in my Airbnb that I'm staying at with my sweetheart, Don. We are on a road trip, and I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on with me in February and March. Edie is undergoing some technical difficulties, which are about to be resolved. So the plan for today is for me to chit-chat with you all for a little bit. Edie should be receiving all of her new technology tonight. So we're hoping to come to you with a new podcast next week. But in the meantime, we're going to rebroadcast marching into March, but with this bonus content now. So I hope you enjoy the whole thing. But right now here in 2024, I am in a closet in Tennessee. And I want to tell you a little bit about how I got through what Edie taught me, the word farch, how I got through farch, or how I am getting through farch. And we're more than halfway through, folks. So that is fabulous, because April brings showers and flowers and all things wonderful. So the reason I'm in Tennessee is because, we lent our car a couple years ago while we were still in China to our good friends Kim and Kyle, and they happen to live in Nashville, Tennessee. So we flew down to pick it up last week, and we're taking a road trip back to Vancouver. So this has been a real adventure for us. As many of you know, who are especially those of you who are longtime listeners, I have two daughters, and one is here in on earth, and one is in my heart. And when Emily passed away in November, everything changed so much. And so I've had to work especially hard in this period, this dark period in both my life and in the seasonal sense, to find ways to be joyful and find ways to be active and to carry on and to have purpose and peace. And yeah, so that's what I'm doing. I'm working on purpose, peace, passion, and playfulness. So those are my four P words that I have come up with recently. And it's happening. It's really happening. So one of the things that we did pre coming down south is in February, we actually went to Mexico for a week. And that was just some time in the sun. We stayed in a hotel right on the beach, and it was so healing, so good for us, and it just gave us a renewed perspective, and it helped us to kind of just, I'm not sure, move on a little bit and feel a little better about where we were in time and place, reconnect with each other, and connect with Emily on a different plane, but I still very much feel connected to her, and every day I feel that's getting stronger. So yeah, Mexico was really quite a wonderful impromptu adventure for us. We went on lastminutetrips.com or something on a Tuesday at about 2 p.m. And by Wednesday at 6 a.m, we were at the airport on a flight to Mexico, to Mazatlan. So I'm very proud of us for doing this. We're quite famous for being spontaneous. And I think being spontaneous in February and or March is a great time, especially if you come from one of the colder or rainier parts of the world anywhere. So we went on and we found this great deal for $1,200 Canadian, which is like, I don't know, somewhere in the range of $900 American, if we were willing to leave the next day, which we were, which we totally were. We were able to do that, being on sabbatical as we are right now. And it was amazing because that included the flight and the hotel. And the room we got in the hotel, beach facing, on the corner, huge balcony, brilliant. And a big room, big, clean, nice room, not fancy, you know, it wasn't a Hyatt or anything, but boy, was it, for us, it was perfection. Other than a lot of mariachi bands going on night and day, there was a whole lot of that happening on the beach. And then there was a nightclub behind the hotel, which was also a bit much. And Carnival was gearing up. It was towards the, it was just getting started when we were leaving. So we were there in the gear up phase. So it wasn't too out of control, but I think had we come a week later, it would have been way more expensive and way crazier. So it was just right. And that sun and the ocean and time together and eating good food was brilliant. It was so good. And then we were delighted to come back to Charlotte in Vancouver, even though, you know, there was rain and it had warmed up a bit and the daffodils were blooming and the crocuses. And, you know, crazily enough, a week later, of course, it's snowing. That's the way it is. Anyway, so we were home for a few weeks and then we headed off to, we flew here to Tennessee. We flew to Nashville to get our car, stayed several days with our very, very beloved friends, Kimmy and Kyle. Kyle is a professional trumpet player. So we got to hear him playing every day, practicing. Kim is in the public school system. We knew her when she was, we knew her, we still know her. We taught together at WAB, which is a private school in Beijing. So this has been a big switch for her. And she was working really, really hard, but they both took time for us. And we met their wonderful son, Nick. And it was just such a great time to be together. And they also are very close with our daughters, really, really, really love our kids. And so it was great to reminisce about Emily and talk about Charlotte and just hang out and heal with close friends. So we have loved that part of this vacation. And now we're beginning the party part. Well, Nashville sure is a party town too, but that was out of control for us when we went downtown. Like that is... Whoo, baby. Charlotte said it was like, this is like Las Vegas, only people are wearing a few more clothes. And she's right. It's madness. So we were downtown a few times, but mostly we stayed, you know, we stayed in the countryside in the rolling hills and we hung out at home too and visited and ate really, really good Italian food because these two are also master chefs who lived in Italy for many years. So that was great. And then today we drove to Memphis. So we've got 3 days here, and then we are off to New Orleans for another 4 days. So you know that's going to be some good fun and some good music. We just came back from Beale Street. We went to two different bars. We heard two different bands. I actually did some dancing. I had some jambalaya, and we had... I take that back. We had seafood gumbo. And catfish. And it was so good. And I had something called Bahama Mama. That was my cocktail for the night at both places. I have no idea what was in it, folks, but it was damn good. And it got me up on the dance floor. And we walked there. We walked to Beale Street. We walked back to this lovely Airbnb condo. If you want a recommendation for Memphis, this is the place. It's fabulous. And, you know, if you're a podcaster, the closet is not bad either. So, yeah. So we're off to New Orleans. And then we're just going to kind of boot it home. We need to get back to Vancouver to see our Charlotte. And then it's almost time to move to Vancouver Island. So April 1st is when we can take residency of our house there. And so April for us will be a season of new beginnings entirely. And one of the other things I wanted to say is, you know, us chicks and roosters of a certain age, it's interesting because when I was living in Beijing, And teaching at the international school, Don and I were pretty much the oldest folks there. Now when we're traveling during this time of the year, both in Mexico and now here in the South, we're pretty much the youngest. So it feels kind of good, actually. It's sort of fun. And we're somewhat limber. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of healthy older people out there that are inspiring me, too, because the people that were cutting up the rug on the dance floor tonight were very impressive. And this Mennonite girl with a few cocktails in her, you know, I was not so impressive, but I was just impressed that I got up and danced a bit and then walked home. So, yeah. So have fun listening to last year's episode of Marching into March. Make the best of it. If you're in the right part of the world to start getting your garden going, go for that. Start a new hobby. Get moving. Get yourself active. I can't even remember what the recommendations were from last year, but hope you take some of those on and give us some of yours as well. If you come from a warm part of the country, yay for you. Maybe February and March are not as difficult as they are for some of us. But, I'm very inspired by my new pooling, too. I've been doing my Aquafit. And, I'm just ready for this new start. And spring is just around the corner. And my heart feels that way, too. So wishing all of you a wonderful March. I hope you enjoy listening to the rest of this episode. And especially if you haven't listened before, but you've probably forgotten it if you already have. So be re-inspired for you longtime listeners. Edie and I love you all. And once all of everything's, figured out, we will be back in full force and regalia. Okay, cluck cluck, everyone. Enjoy the show.
We're the two chit chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks,
breakfast for dinner, and print your photos on canvas.
We'll gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Marching into March.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better. Leia, what is this about eating breakfast for dinner?
Well, I call it Brinner. It's Brinner, Edie.
It's Brinner.
Brinner.
Bring on the Brinner.
You know, I'm not a brunch person, but as it turns out, I think I'm becoming a Brinner person because, brunch is too decadent and, you end up at a hotel and you just spend hours and hours and hours eating and imbibing, and that's just a bit much for me. But even so, this Brinner idea is, it's actually a bit of a weird flip, isn't it? Because I am actually the kind of gal who prefers dinner food for breakfast, as a rule.
Yes, Leigh. I remember you finding a pork chop in the fridge, to eat for breakfast. That was difficult for me to accept.
Oh, man. Or leftover Chinese food. If you're not living in China, that is. That's so exciting when that happens. Or pizza, fried chicken. Many things.
Stop. Let's go back to Brinner.
Okay, Brinner. So, a few weeks ago, Don surprised us and made pancakes for dinner. And, he also had bacon and eggs. And Emily and I were completely smitten with this meal. It was a bit of a surprise. And, Don likes to make Sunday dinner. And it's usually, a roast type of situation because he loves roasted things. He finds them very comforting. So this was like, whoa, what? And it was thrilling. We I always think about pancakes and even cereal and whatnot. Like it seems kind of like dessert for breakfast quite often, the things we consume. Mm-hmm. And certainly waffles and pancakes are very much that. So it is, you know, it's a treat, but it was just fun. It changed the energy. It gave me a new perspective because I don't usually want that stuff for breakfast, but I really wanted it for dinner. And of course, you know, mm-hmm. the pure Canadian maple syrup was the icing on the cake, if you will.
How do you get that in Beijing?
I order it specially. There are ways. We have our ways.
Oh, that sounds so mysterious.
It's not really. We go to the store downstairs and buy it.
Oh, okay.
It's available. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anyway, I just think it's really fun. In fact, Edie, Emily asked tonight at dinner, when we're having our roast dinner on Saturday night, she said, "Hey, Dad, do you think we could have," she didn't say Brinner. She hasn't taken on that phrase
yet. Cool term.
But she did ask for pancakes for dinner tomorrow. And Don is not a big believer in this, but he did start something and he agreed that he would carry it on. So tomorrow again, it's a celebration.
Well, yeah, Don should realize when you start something with kids, you can never stop.
It's a tradition. You know?
Yeah, yeah, like donut birthday. I started that when the kids were little. Uh-huh. And now, you know, well, I guess donuts always are exciting, but you can never stop having donut birthdays. And we also have like donut Halloween and donut Valentine's Day.
Sounds like you should move to Canada.
I need easier access to donuts. That just means like at 5:45, I'm driving to Dunkin'.
Mm. Okay. Not Tim. See, you could be going to Tim Hortons if you were in Canada, but all good.
Oh,
all good.
It's good.
Mm, mm. And the maple glazed donuts, let me say, what's better?
I don't know. I don't actually eat the donuts.
You're just the purveyor.
I just buy the donuts and arrange them on a platter. That's what I do.
What? You don't have steaming vats of hot fat on your... and your stove and frying them up in a, I don't know, what do you even fry them in, a pressure cooker?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
No. Okay. Well, there's my tip. What's yours?
Okay. Mine is to actually print your photos on canvas.
Huh.
So let's go way back in time. Let's time travel back to May, last May, uh-huh. when I got my kids and myself, we got our family pictures taken.
Right.
And, you know, on Scott's farm.
On a farm, that's right.
Looking back, it's just so silly. You know, us standing on a, you know, path with a barn in the background. But whatever.
I do remember thinking, I don't think Edie's parents own a farm. I've been there many times. Well, whose place is this? But anyway, yes. Very good. It's rustic.
Yeah, a chicken coop in the background.
In honor of this podcast.
That's right. Well, anyway, these pictures are lovely. I didn't do much with them for many months. And then I went on to, I think it was Snapfish, and I got two printed on canvas.
Okay.
And it wasn't like, you know, how they're like, oh, it's so easy, click, click. It wasn't like that. It was a bit of like, oh, what is happening?
Uh-huh.
But I did do it, and I ordered two different sizes, and they arrived within a week, and I just love them. They just look so crisp and fun, and one went on a gallery wall in our family room uh-huh. downstairs, uh-huh. and one, Leah, I have to be honest, it was so huge. It was kind of frightening. And I'm like, oh, I don't want one this big. And then I think it was Gus or Lulu who said, well, why don't you give it to Grandma for Valentine's Day?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. So we gave it to Grandma and she loves it. I heard that she hung it above her TV. So
when she's bored, she can gaze upon your gorgeous family on the farm.
Yeah, she can. These photos on canvas look great, and you don't need to frame them.
Oh, that's a big saver, right?
You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I need to order that one, that huge one. I need to order it in the correct size mm-hmm. so that it balances out my gallery wall. But I feel like ordering more. I should probably order one on canvas of you and me, Leia.
Yes, you should. Put it in your studio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I feel like I want a more current one.
Okay. Well, when I come back this summer, we'll do a photo shoot on a farm.
On a farm.
With chickens.
Chicks. Oh, my friend Angie has lots of chickens. We can go over to her farm.
I like it. Okay, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Hey, in the meantime, do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
So, you know, I don't know about you, Edie, but I always find March to be the bleakest month of the year.
Well, they don't call it Farch for nothing.
The endless February, March. Longest month of the year. Farching on. Oh my gosh. Ugh. Okay. Well, I know that we've done this episode before and we're going to try to freshen it up, but let's plan some things. Perhaps some
another
new
dreary
things.
Thing about March is that we always do the same episode about marching into March.
Marching into March, yes. Well, we will march a little bit differently this year. And maybe yes. Next year we won't have to do it at all because we will have solved our March issues mm-hmm. through these last yep. two podcasts that, you know, we'll take on our own suggestions.
Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah, so the whole idea is we're going to plan some things to make Farch is done now because we are into March, so it's just March pure and simple. But I need some things in my back pocket so I can charge into this month, so I can march right on in. I need to reinvent my impressions of March.
Okay, well, one thing that you can do, Leia, and that I've done, is you can move your artwork around your house. You know, march your artwork. I gotta stop doing that. That's downstairs, bring it up. Mm-hmm. Bring your artwork that's upstairs, bring it down. Uh-huh. I recently, you know, when you go around your house and you actually look at it like another person is looking at it and not you.
Yes.
So I was looking at my boys' room, and I'm like, what is happening here? There are photographs framed of them, like, Gus must be 2 and Leonard's 5, ooh. And they're wearing, like, sock monkey pajamas.
Oh, no, they must be so embarrassed.
And then there's, like, a framed, like, paper cutting of a mouse.
Uh-huh, yeah,
it's just,
no.
A big poster of Bucky Badger reading the Henrietta Lacks book. And I'm like, what? So I took those cute pictures of them in their sock monkey pajamas and I added that to my gallery wall with the canvas family photos. Okay. 'Cause that's cute.
Yeah.
And I took that Bucky Badger reading the book. I brought it to my classroom. I'm like, I don't want to look at this. Yeah. I feel bad the kids have looked at that for the last 8 years.
Yeah, instead of like a sexy photo of some, you know, artist, singer,
car.
Movie star. Like, what are they doing with those things in their room? They're teenage boys. I don't get it.
You know what I had hanging on the back of my door when I was in probably 5th or 6th grade?
I can guess. I don't know. Like Sean, what's his name from the Hardy Boys?
Sean Cassidy.
Sean Cassidy?
No, I had the Fonz.
Oh, the Fonz.
Henry Winkler.
Well, come on.
And in huge bubble letters, it was like, hey. That's what I looked at.
My brother had Farrah Fawcett in the red bikini in his room.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yep. I can see that.
Right?
Oh my
Who didn't?
Gosh.
Who didn't back then, right? I mean, if you were a gentleman of a certain age. I don't understand how your boys have those things in their room. That's not right.
They just never even said anything. So now they just have like nails sticking out of the wall because I've ripped everything off the wall.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So I don't know what's going to happen there. Maybe I should get them that Fonz poster, you know, that could motivate them to do their best.
Well, why don't you let them choose?
I'm just finding that really funny. So anyway, look at your house through eyes as if a stranger was, well, that's kind of scary, as if a friend who hadn't seen your... Look at your house as if a stranger has broken in. Mm. No, like a friend is coming through who's never seen your house.
Well,
and then move things around.
Okay. Well, the good thing for us, I mean, good, inconvenient, and somewhat troublesome, actually, is that we need to move in the next few months. So we won't be moving things around so much as getting rid of things, which is quite liberating, and that is spring cleaning, right? And actually, I'm not caring very much about my house right now because I know that it's soon to be disassembled. So that's actually, it's kind of fun in a way. Like, I'm not going to have anybody over between, no dinner parties, no potlucks between now and moving. So it's just sort of more now about... finding a space to put all the, you know, the crap that we'll be getting rid of or selling. Not, I shouldn't even say that word, but, you know, things that we won't be taking with us, and then rearranging things in a way that is more conducive to getting ready to leave. But that's okay. So we have one more year in Beijing, and that is actually, I'm finding that quite invigorating thinking about, at first I was upset that we needed to move. And now I'm thinking we're moving to actually an entirely new area of Beijing. And it's called Wanjing. We're in Sanlitun now. It's kind of like Little Korea. And it's just a whole different vibe. And I think it will be super fun. And I love the new apartment that we were almost ready to sign the contract on. And it's, you know, it's bigger and airier. And so that's exciting. I'm keen.
That is exciting. Mm-hmm. March into March by moving.
Yeah. Or by packing, but not yet moving.
By packing. All right, Leah, how are you marching into March?
Well, I had this thought that now would be a good time to catch up on a lot of those kinds of appointments, those things that you put off, you know, like get them all done. So they're not necessarily all fun, but they're all necessary. And it seems like, you know, if March is already a bit of a slog, why not get your teeth cleaned, right? Like, do that. I need a physical. I need to stock up on my HRT, you know, and do all those pesky little painful things that my wonderful doctor and gynecologist can take care of for me, and just like get her done, right? So I'm just gonna do it all. I'm gonna smash it all, as it were. Talking about mammograms. I'm just gonna smash it all into March and make that happen. But I'm also thinking about beautifying things. In fact, just the other day, it was parent-teacher conferences, and I like to beautify a little bit before I meet the parents. So I often plan my hair appointments around that. So I have this new hairdresser. Bobby Doo is his name, Edie. And Bobby Doo did good. Because, you should see my hair. Like, my March hair is gorgeous. He just knew what he was doing. My old guy is done, and I am on to Bobby Doo, because the color is beautiful, it's vibrant, and it's also the lowlights and the highlights. My gray will grow in quite nicely. I won't have to maintain it quite as often, but it's beautiful. And the cut, you know how I had that problematic heavy bang that I thought I would look good with? Well, he was like, what happened here?
Oh, he didn't like the heavy
no,
bang.
No. Well, he said, you know, he actually said another month and the heavy bang could be good. But we did speak about my, you know, my wispy kind of flyaway hair, and that it was not the ideal cut for someone with my, you know, with my kind of hair. But he kind of did a little bit of a very minor trim and a different part. And it's all working really, really well. So I'm pretty excited about my new March hair. And I'm also thinking, I'm not ready for a pedicure yet, you know, with color and whatnot, because it's certainly not sandal weather here. But I'm thinking about like a new nail color to kind of invite spring, mm-hmm. do something, go in for a manicure mm-hmm. one of these soon days. I think that would be mm-hmm. fun and refreshing. What do you think?
Well, one of my Swiftie friends has a beautiful sky blue on her nails.
Oh my.
And like,
woo.
I just love looking at her hands,
okay.
you know, her Swiftie hands.
Fun.
They're just lovely.
Fun. Remember mm-hmm. when I tried that khaki nail color?
Oh, you didn't like the khaki?
Well, I fell asleep while she was doing it. And when I woke up, I was like, oh, no. It just, I looked like death. So no, it needs to be a springier, sort of happier. I do well with the light pinks and whatnot, and I haven't had any nail maintenance in a long, long time. So I'll probably go back to just a happy tulipy pink sort of color, I think. But we shall see.
We shall see. Well, Gus has broken into my Olive and June manicure set.
Oh. What's he doing?
And I gave him some tips. Well, it all started when he had a jazz band concert, and one of their songs had the word red in it.
Uh-huh.
So everyone in the band painted their nails red.
Oh, fun.
And his girlfriend painted his nails, and she did a terrible job. And I came home, and it looked like he had murdered something.
No.
Someone. And I'm like, what is going on? And he's like, you know, explain the whole thing. And I'm like, you got to take that off and redo it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he took, then we redid it. And he also wanted a party nail, you know, when you paint
yes.
glitter on one. Yeah. So that was fun. But he has navy blue nails right now. I don't think his grandfather would like it,
no.
It's happening.
Okay. Well, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
It's a thing.
For the gents, the roosters, to paint
yeah.
their nails. No judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, the 15-year-old rooster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, my idea is you need to get outside. And that sounds very preachy coming from me because I haven't been outside all week, Leia.
Mm-hmm.
I need to renew my commitment to go outside.
Yep.
Even if it's just like walking 10 minutes in one direction and then just turn around and walk back, if
sure.
that's all you feel you can manage.
Yeah.
Or 5 minutes in one direction and walk back.
Whatever.
You know,
mm-hmm.
who cares? It's all good.
It's all good.
You need that fresh air. I have many uplifting playlists.
Mm-hmm.
I should probably post some on the Coop. I like listening to those.
Yeah, I do.
I recently made a Hall & Oates Valentine's Day playlist that I was ordered by Lulu to stop playing. And I'm like, yeah, it's more special if I just listen to it at Valentine's Day. Well, I can't stop listening to it, and I'm listening to it on my walk.
Because
I only put on, like, happy love songs. There's no breakups. There's no
yeah.
cheating songs.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so your Hall & Oates playlist, but getting outside, huh?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Getting outside.
Even when it's gross and slushy and...
Well, I don't know. Just do what you want. But, you know, fresh air is good.
It is. We've had a lot of pollution the last few days here, so I'm actually holding back my coughing because, but I know I need to recommit to exercise, and I want to do that. So I was actually looking through some old Pilates videos that I have or things that I have saved on my computer that are taking up a lot of space. But I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
well, keep them if you're going to use them. So my commitment tomorrow is to actually go back to my Pilates I call them videos, but whatever they are, things that I have saved and start doing some exercise inside and out when I can, both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So cool. All right. So Edie, have you ever visited a sugar bush farm, or as they say, a sugar bush?
No, I've never heard of that. I don't even know what that would be.
Oh, okay. It's where you, it's like a maple tree farm where you can tap the trees for maple syrup.
I don't know if we have those in Wisconsin.
You may not. I wonder. I mean, Vermont, Ontario, you know, I guess those are the big maple syrup capitals of the world. But yeah, it's a really fun experience. I went once a long, long time ago, like in my early 20s, to a sugar bush in somewhere outside of Ottawa. Anyway, I really, really liked it. And I understand that most of us probably can't visit a sugar bush in, you know, in March or maybe ever. But, yeah. But coming back to my Brinner tip, if you get the opportunity to pour maple syrup over pancakes or any other thing, always, always a huge thing, always a hit in my book. And so I'm thinking that March could be maple syrup month because maple syrup makes everything better. So, you know, I've been putting it in my plain Greek yogurt and my berries. I've been enjoying that a lot. You can also try some seasonal sweets. Here's something that we taught Emily how to make last year. And let's see if you can, well, of course you can guess because we're talking about it now. But do you know what makes a Canadian whiskey sour?
Well, I'm guessing maple syrup.
Exactly. So a whiskey sour with some maple syrup, it just elevates it in a way that you can't even imagine. I love a good whiskey sour, but a Canadian whiskey sour, well, come on. I do have a few nice maple syrup tips. One is a maple vinaigrette. I'm going to put this in the show notes, but really easy. Just a quarter cup each of apple cider vinegar and olive oil. 2 tablespoons of pure maple syrup. You can't buy you can't use the fake stuff like this. This is about the real tree-tapped syrup, okay? 1.5 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 1.5 teaspoons of lemon juice, salt and pepper, shake it up, keep it in your refrigerator. It's a beautiful salad dressing. So good. And Edie, I know you love your sheet pan meals. What about a maple roasted veggie sheet pan situation?
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's just you mix in basically equal amounts of olive oil and maple syrup, your salt and pepper, your other seasonings. You toss it with the veggies, Brussels sprouts, carrots, roast at a high temperature, and you've got a beautiful sheet pan veggie dinner. Just saying.
March, there you go.
March into March with some maple syrup.
Some maple syrup. All right.
Yeah, give it a go.
All right. Here's my third and final idea. I feel like the best way to lift yourself up is to lift someone else up.
Yeah.
So compliment someone or send a letter complimenting them or share a local artist you love on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you can like donate money or time to something you care about. You know, but pass on some good vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Lift yourself up by lifting someone else up. That's so good, right? We should actually put that in the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is our accompanying group page for this podcast, an opportunity for people to lift other people up. We do that every once in a while, and it's really nice to see people sharing their art and, you know, the books they've written and the businesses that they're, you know, the small businesses that they're involved in. That's really cool. So let's do that this week.
All right.
Shout some people out. And yeah, complimenting people, always good. I'm not looking at you now. Edie and I are recording without watching each other. Sometimes we have our videos on and sometimes we don't. But Edie didn't want me to look at her today because it's early morning, right?
Yes, it's early morning, and I don't have Bobby Doo to do my hair.
Right. I was hoping you'd no take Bobby a look Doo. At me and compliment me, but maybe later.
Well, post a picture on Facebook of yourself looking lovely,
well, you
and
know,
we'll all compliment
you.
You
know, I've taken a few, so I should do that. Those first few days, you know, when you have that new cut and color, it's just like, come on, take photos. And I mm-hmm. do have to say, my friends at work, my two closest friends, Rachel and Erica, they're like, Leah, we need to do a photo shoot. And they just like took a whole bunch of photos of me the very next day. And I was quite delighted. So I'll have to procure those from Rachel's phone. And I felt very special, I must say, being complimented.
Yes. Yes. March into March by complimenting Leah.
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'll take any and
what
all
else?
Compliments. Okay, what else? Flower time. So March 20th is quickly upon us, which is the first day of spring. So, you know, I think it's time to start bringing fresh flowers if you're not already into your house. Some of our listeners live in climates where there's year-round gardening and you have flowers all the time. So yay for you. You can be bringing in your flowers year-round. And those of us who don't, you know, like go and buy yourself some flowers. And one of the early tips that we gave, I don't remember which episode, but was basically buy your own damn flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't wait for, you know, your lover or your partner or your whomever to buy you flowers. Just even set up like a flower service or something, so you're getting a weekly delivery of flowers. You know, daffodils and tulips are just around the corner, but whatever you can do, it's just really nice to have living, blooming, I guess they're not living actually because them, they're actually
yeah.
dead, right? So never, I take that back. But it's beautiful to have blooming flowers in your house and just smelling them, enjoying them, and like it's an act of love for yourself, right? By
mm-hmm.
getting
yeah
bringing some flowers to you into your life, into your house.
I'm looking at my yellow tulips right now, Leah, that I bought at Costco.
Are you? Nice. Well done. Okay.
I think yellow is the happiest of the tulips. Like, it's mm-hmm. they're so happy.
Yeah, I agree.
And you get such a huge bunch at Costco. I divide them into, like, three vases. So I have one vase in the living room, one on the kitchen table, and then if I'm feeling nice, I'll give Lulu one of the vases because she likes that in her room.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
oh, that is the best. Okay, you are living the dream.
Living the dream, Leah.
Okay. March is looking good, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. It's time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
Every week, we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, a fun place to chat with other listeners and give your opinions and, most importantly, recommendations.
Yes, yes, we love to learn from each other. So this week, your challenge is to march into March with enthusiasm. Forget that Edie ever called March Farch. Forget about it. And post your ideas for making March a marvelous month on the Chit Chat Coop so we can all take on your recommendations. And that is it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and to the Chit Chat Coop. Leah, I see you have a new blog up called We Had Joy, We Had Fun, We Had Seasons in the Sun. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it is. And I do. I republished this week an oldie but a goodie. I don't think I've ever published it on the blog, but I had in a few other places. And it's about our expectations for vacations being way too high. And yeah, it's kind of a fun little read. I think that people might enjoy it. So check that out on my blog.
Yeah.
What is my blog again? New Start Every Day. New Start Every Day. Anyway, we would love a review from you on iTunes if you're so inclined. It helps more people find the pod.
Thanks, Leia, for editing this podcast.
You bet. Okay. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.